Stand by for the Dollar Doctors coming up next on KB Radio. While Willard and Peter warm up their computers, a reminder that for years, the Dollar Doctors have presented free, useful workshops describing their supply and demand approach to the market. Many have attended these strictly educational workshops and have learned about this methodology that's been around for 100 years and works as well today as ever. The Dollar Doctors use this supply and demand method to help determine the probable future trend of any stock or mutual fund. Over the years, hundreds of attendees have used this method to better make unemotional decisions on when to buy and when to sell. You may be among those who, while listening to the Dollar Doctors, have watched the very charts they're discussing. The supply and demand method has many advantages, but one disadvantage: it does require vigilance and can be time-consuming if you really want to feel that you're on top of your assets. That's why, over time, some of Willard and Peter's listeners have asked them to manage their investment portfolios as well as their 401ks. Sapperston Asset Management now manages investments for several hundred clients who found it comforting to know that Sapperston Asset Management is watching over their financial well-being and who feel a time-consuming burden's been lifted from their shoulders. If you've ever considered having Sapperston Asset Management help you with your investment decisions, you can easily get full information with no obligation by calling Peter or Willard at 854-7541. They'll be glad to inform you of the many ways they can help. That phone number again, 716-854-7541, or call toll-free at 800-879-7541. And now here are the Dollar Doctors.
Good morning and welcome to the Dollar Doctor Show, brought to you by Sapperston Asset Management, securities offered through Brighton Securities out of Rochester, New York. Member FINRA, SIPC, registered with the MSRB and an RIA. I'm Peter Greco, apparently here by myself today, which I wasn't expecting. But anyway.
You told me to do it.
Right now, the phone lines are wide open. Give us a call, 803-1520, toll-free 800-879-7541. And it is Saturday, July 13th, 2019. And we always say that because the show is rebroadcast on this station, ESPN 1520 AM out of Buffalo, New York at midnight. Unless this is a sporting event, and then the show will be on after the sporting event. We are also available live streaming every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 a.m. at our website, sapperston.com, S-A-P-E-R-S-T-O-N.com, and you click on the Dollar Doctor Show tab that's at the website. Live streaming comes up, and then hit live streaming, and you can connect to our show with most devices that, connect to the internet. Also at the website, our archive shows are there. So once again, clicking the Dollar Doctor tab and going down, there's it says archive shows, and you can click on that and get all of our archive shows. If you miss a show, you want to replay a show, that's an easy way to do it. And then finally, last but not least, there's a free economic report late Friday, early Saturday morning from Stone and McCarthy. And, we encourage you. It gives you a nice little rundown of what they feel was the important economic news of the week and some opinions of theirs. So we do encourage you, go to the website and listen, either to the show or listen to the archive or get the free download of the Stone and McCarthy economic report every week. Also, if for some reason you don't want to call us, and it's usually easier to pick your mind too when you give us a call, you can go to our website, sapperston.com, S-A-P-E-R-S-T-O-N.com. And going to the website, you can click on the Dollar Doctor tab again. Live streaming comes up. Hit live streaming. Go to the bottom of the page. There's a chat box, and you can type in a question. Or you can type in a symbol, and if you do type in a symbol, let us know what you're looking to do with the stock. Buy, sell, hold, whatever, so we can analyze it based on what you're trying to do with the stock. So once again, give us a call. Phone line's wide open, 803-1520, or toll-free 800-879-7541. And it was another good week in the market. The bull market continues, and I think I just read that the AAII survey, which is the American Association of Individual Investors survey, has most people either neutral or bearish, And that's, you know, basically a good sign for the market when not that many are bullish. So, you know, everybody's been worried about the top all the way up, and someday it will come. But some people think that it won't be until the individual investors get much, much more bullish on the market and kind of pile into the market. And there supposedly is very little evidence of that at the moment. The interesting thing is the small cap index, you know, it's kind of lagging. If you look at the IWM, it's the Russell 2000, which is the small caps. And, you know, it hasn't done very well over the last year. You know, it's had a good year this year. It had a terrible year last year. And actually, you know, this year, the Russell is up 16%. But over the last year, I think it's down 7 or 8%, you know, during the last year. But surprisingly, you know, even the S&P, and you know, is only up about, I think, 8% over the last year. Yeah, it seems like a lot more, but you know, it really isn't. And you know, so being up whatever it is right now, about 20%, you know, that definitely helped make up for, you know, the big sell-off at the end of last year. So the interesting thing about, I was listening to somebody at one of the services I subscribe to, and they were explaining why you shouldn't pay that much attention to the Russell 2000 index. And it made sense. You know, basically, they have a cutoff, you know, and I forgot, it used to be so many years ago, the cutoff used to be you had to be under 1.5 billion market cap. And now I think it's up to 3.6 billion market cap. But his point was that what happens is that the good stocks, the good small cap stocks, go up in price. They get out of the Russell 2000 because of the market watch. And, you know, that basically they've moved up because of the market. They've gotten much stronger. And so the good stocks get out of the Russell 2000. And another interesting thing is that you should always look at how the index is composed. And for example, the S&P, if you look at the ETF IVV, has 21% in technology, while the Russell 2000, if you look at IWM, only has 12%. So it's not really a real representation of what's going on in the small cap market, and it is a stock picker's market. And I guess Willard's here now.
Good. Did he see it? Hello.
Hello.
Hey. I think we're on the wrong line.
You're on the wrong line?
Yeah, I'm going to hang this line up. Go back on the first one.
You're going on this. You're okay, really. I can hear you.
Okay, so I've been trying to talk since you started, and you didn't hear me.
No, I didn't.
And I thought you were snubbing me.
No, I thought you snubbed me. I said, because you weren't on the line. But, you know, you don't show on the line on the screen, you know, so.
I told them you couldn't see without your glasses, and they better.
No. The screen, you know, where you normally see the caller, there's nothing there at all, you know.
I see.
So they kind of held up a sign and said, Willard's on the phone. And to be honest, you know, since I was just talking myself, I didn't have my earphones on. So maybe you were talking.
I was talking to you.
Well, then everybody heard you.
Yeah, but you kept talking over me.
I know. Well, usually do that to me, so now we're even. But anyway.
So the chat box says someone's interested in DBX, Dropbox.
That's interesting.
And it's down 20% year over year, but it's up 26% this year. And you'll see on Point and Figure, it would be a buy at 27. If it went a little higher, it closed at 25.87.
Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, I agree. That's what it says. And disclosure, I own an option on it, so we shall see.
Well, but, then you're anxious to have it go up.
Well, to tell you the truth, I was only looking for 27. You know, so.
Well, that'll be fine.
So that'll be nice.
27,
you know,
it's a breakout.
It's a breakout. So, you know, it looks interesting, but I guess it's been building a base. And as you say, if it breaks out to 27, you have something going. And whoever's looking at that to buy it, you know.
Caller 3309.
Okay,
whatever that
whoever that is. But,
yeah.
But at any rate, you know, if he's done his research into it and he's got a strong reason he likes it, you know, he could take a chance and assume it's going to break out.
When my wife was having her operation a year ago, I was in the waiting room with a retired school teacher that advised me he buys all his picks off CNBC, and he bought Dropbox because he heard someone say that's going to be the next Facebook and Google.
And then what happened? It collapsed?
Yeah, then it went down to 18.
Yeah.
And it was about 25, 28 when we talked.
Was it then? Yeah. And I see it came all the way down from a high of what, 43? And
Oh, yeah. But that, you know, was a new issue in March of 2000, March of last year.
Yeah, that's what tends to happen with a lot of new issues. You know, they spike, they have a big run, and then they collapse. And they give you a potential buying opportunity again if they give a buy signal. So once again, you know, if he feels strongly about it, or he could buy half a position, you know, on breakout, right?
I'd buy it on breakout because that's how I am.
Okay, yeah.
I got to have it proved to me it wants to go up.
Well, everybody's got, that's what we kind of say.
Everybody's got their own way.
Got their own way and their own approach, and no one way is the absolute right way. It's the right way for you. If it works for you, it's the right way for you.
It has built a beautiful base between 2184 and 25.
Exactly,
But that could go on for another 3 years, right?
Anything's possible. You're right. You never know. So you'd rather buy in the breakout. That's why you want
to. Well, I want to be sure, and at least I'm surer, right?
Right, exactly. Yep.
And you had a way above average volume on June 28th, not too long ago, right?
Yep. And was it up volume or down volume?
Up volume, yeah. Well, I can see that on the...
Well, that's good, yeah.
I've got the IBD database up.
So there you go. And where would you stop this out?
Oh, you got to ask something like that, right?
Yeah, well...
Well, am I a trader or an investor?
Well, it depends. As a trader, where would you stop it out?
24, 25.
Okay, and as an investor?
About a buck and a half down.
All right, what about as an investor?
22 and a half.
I agree.
Because that's trouble.
It is. Now, could I see the 200 days at 2332?
Well, that's why I said 22.
Yeah, I knew you were going to say that, and that's why. And the 50 days right there, too, so... And usually when those two averages come together, something's about to happen one way or the other. You know?
Yeah, one way or the other.
Right. Doesn't guarantee you, but it says it could be primed to go one, finally make a move in some direction. So.
Yeah, the caller said that, or the
chat box person.
Chat box said, I own it, double top breakout, cup and handle without breakout. Your thoughts? I don't see a cup and handle.
Well, you know, cup and handle sometimes is in the eye of the beholder.
I see. Well, the IBD database, institution database, has pattern recognition, and there isn't one, either on weekly or daily. So.
Yeah. But, I see. I don't see it either, to tell you the truth. But
yeah, well, I
see
you're better than IBD, but probably...
No. You could make a case for the cup, but I don't really see the handle. Although, if you don't want to be a purist, okay, you see where, you could say it has now a rounding bottom, right?
Yeah.
And then it goes sideways. Now, normally the handle comes down, okay? Now, if you want to take that as a horizontal sideways handle, you know, and not be a purist, yeah, you could call it that.
The weekly top is 26.31, so that's another reinforcement to buy a 27 on breakout, right?
No, I agree, no question. So
you can see it on the database with the high volume, but earnings March quarter up 25% from a year ago. Sales up 22%.
Well, that's good. That fundamentally, that's certainly a good sign.
13% debt. Management owns 7%, which is important.
Yeah.
And it's being accumulated. It's got an A-minus accumulation by the institution.
So there we go. Covered that in so much detail.
Well,
which was
got
great.
Another caller on the line, or no?
No, I don't. Is anybody in the chat box?
Nobody in the chat box.
Either. Anyway, right now phone lines are wide open. 803-1520, toll free 800-879-7541. Give us a call. Because it is easy to get in now. You know, start calling later. There's a whole bunch of people who start calling later. So, but you know, Van Tharp, don't you? Dr. Van Tharp, you know?
Yeah.
And he said, we've done many simulated games in which everyone gets the same trades in the game, okay?
Yep.
At the end of the simulation, 100 different people will have 100 different final balances. And after 50 trades, we've seen final equities that range from bankrupt to $13 million. Yet everyone started with $100,000, and they all got the same trades. So his conclusion, he says, position sizing and individual psychology were the only two factors involved, which shows...
He is the position sizer.
Yeah.
He is famous for that.
Exactly. And I used to always pick on you for buying 3% positions.
I listen to a lot of people.
But, you know, if you position size, you don't get yourself in trouble. Another person I was looking at said basically the same thing.
Yeah. If you lose 30% in a 3% position, you only lost 1%
exactly.
of the portfolio. So, yeah, I my style, everyone has to get their own style, is to over-diversify.
Mm-hmm.
And
you protect the position, right?
Yeah, we do a large account, and I think there's 150 stocks in there. Of course, you couldn't do it without computers.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And we get computer alerts every morning if something looks iffy.
Yeah.
But you know, it's been said that the most money's been made by patience.
Very true. You know, position sizing, definitely helps out, because some people, they get so excited about something and put a much bigger position on it, and they get killed, you know.
Yeah, only get the bad news on Monday morning.
Exactly.
Haven't opened up down 30, 40%.
And I forgot who it was. I don't know if it was William O'Neill or something, but he says, you know, the way you make the money is not necessarily by always being right, but not losing very much when you're wrong. You know?
Well, O'Neill says take 20% profits and take a 5-7% loss if it starts to go down, mm-hmm. and reevaluate. And if you do 5-20% profits and 3-7% downs, you did pretty well.
Yeah, and there is some qualification on that 5-7%. You just can't, if a person doesn't follow his method, you know.
Yep, right.
And if you always do a 5-7% stop, you'll probably get killed. You know? So,
right.
So that's
We've been there too.
Yeah, so that's assuming that you follow his approach, you bought properly, I forgot how he words it, at the proper point or whatever, then you can use the 5-7%.
So are the lines still open?
Lines are wide open.
Is it 805-1520 or 1-800?
No, 805-1520. You got me mixed up now. 803-1520.
803-1520.
Toll free, 800-879-7541.
Hey, because I'm not a caller in, even though you may think it.
Yeah, I know. Something's a little wacky.
You're treating me like a caller, like I'm important, and I'm not.
Well, at least we have a caller, right?
Yeah, at least you have a caller. You did before, too.
Well, it's kind of interesting, too, that, I've always had these 10 greatest Jesse Livermore quotes, who was one of the greatest traders, but in the end, he won and lost millions over and over, then he committed suicide. But
In a bathroom.
Yep, in a bathroom.
In a bar.
Right. Yeah. But one of his things is, he says, the stock market is never obvious. It is designed to fool most of the people most of the time, you know. And he says, only play the market when all factors are in your favor. No person can play the market all the time. And I assume he means traders, you know, and win, you know. There are times when you should completely be out of the market as a trader for an emotional as well as economic reasons, you know. And basically, he said the money is made by patience, you know.
Yeah. But we tend to think the money's made by trading, because you can trade for next to nothing, and on the media they encourage everyone to trade because it's the best trading platform and the cheapest.
But people don't realize trading is not easy. by any stretch of the imagination. So it's a lot harder for people, and you have to have the temperament, you have to have the discipline. It's not easy. So it's a lot easier to be an investor, you know. So
take a look at Disney.
Well, we got a bunch of callers.
Oh, go ahead. I'm just on the side here.
So we're gonna go. We're gonna go to Art in New Jersey. Good morning.
Good morning, fellas. I just got a buzz on and off on the phone.
You got a buzz? Oh.
Yeah,
how do you do that?
It was a bee, you know, going
right.
around.
Okay.
Well, my first call, I made a mistake. I called up my cell phone provider, and I said an 800 number. I said, that doesn't sound right. And also, I'm going to follow your instructions, and don't be left out in the cold. Well, it's pretty warm, so we don't worry about that.
Not right now, although
right.
It's been much more pleasant the last 2 days, that's for sure. But anyway.
Right. The preview to your show was a new one, I think, On Target Show. It didn't sound like the same person, you know, having the show.
Yeah, I don't know what that was.
What are they on Target?
Had some guy about labor unions or something? Or
yeah, she was giving advice about the New York area, you know, that area.
Yeah, well.
So that was pretty good.
Sounds like politics.
I'm getting a little echo of my cell phone.
Oh, and one thing, by the way, we fixed the chat box to work with Sapperston.com. So.
Yeah, I see your note here, Art. I've got it up.
Good, good.
Fine, have we dropped the drop by the box. I don't know quite what you meant there.
Yeah,
the word drop box. You know, front is drop and the box is in the back.
Okay.
I get it.
Yes. Okay, Mike, stocks today, first one is I haven't asked about before, was that Deutsche Bank, and it had quite a few stories in the Barron's this weekend.
What's the symbol on that?
DB, like in decibel.
Yeah, they said that company, that bank's in deep trouble, huh?
Yeah, 18,000 people they're going to lay off and cut costs 25%.
Yeah, but the thing bottomed out at about 650.
Yeah, that was a 52-week low, right.
And now it's at 660, 670.
I got 767 on
it. If you were, well, because you're better than I am, but if you were a bottom fisher and you followed point and figure, which I'm getting up now, And you are a bottom fisher, or could have been with your utility, as we chatted about the other day.
Sure, sure.
You would have to go 2, 3, probably 850, probably another buck to feel you put it in your bottom.
Right.
On a point and figure, on a regular chart, you bottomed.
Right,
now, my feeling, and I had a client ask me, gung-ho to put a lot of money into it at 11.5 about a year ago. And I said, we're going to set the point and figure chart, because it was going down in zeros, for a reversal. And when it reverses, we'll talk. Well, it went all the way down. It went, maybe it was even more he wanted to pay, $20. And it went all the way down to 10.5. And
never reversed, right?
Well, it did. If you look at the point and figure, it reversed to 10.5. And got up to 12.5, and then gave another sell signal at 10.
Yeah, you would have been stopped.
So you would have stopped at 10.
Exactly.
And but I said, I don't want to buy stocks like that. I don't like the story stocks.
Oh.
And if it's going to be a story, it's got to be that, you know, I'm buying where no one else will be selling.
Sure.
But that's something I've developed over the years.
Yeah.
Now, having said all that, as Peter knows, I bought a little Ford on Friday.
Right, because of their dealing with Volkswagen, maybe? I didn't
hear about that. because they're very big in electric, because my wife drives a Ford, and I've had Ford trucks probably 30, 40 years, and although Henry Ford was terribly anti-Semitic and a racist, you know, when he had his production lines going. If you can go back, you can see the newspaper articles.
Mm-hmm.
That's another issue.
But you're unlike other people who drag stuff from decades ago, right?
Well, it was 1920 or 30.
Exactly.
But at any rate, I still bought Ford. We drive Fords. And it looked to me like the dividend would be okay. And the dividend is, 5% plus? And it looked like it bottomed. And as Peter said, well, if it gets to...
Above 10.50. 10,
above 1050, it looks pretty good.
And it closed at what, 1049?
Yes, I think, let's see if that was the high of the day. I was just looking before we left last night. Ford, high of the day was 1050.
Yeah, so it stopped there again.
So, of course, I jumped in. But,
yeah, but hey.
Yeah.
And pays 572, and if they'll hold that dividend, sit there for 2 or 3 years, and get 12 to 13 bucks maybe, and if not, get 5%, you know. I don't like the automobiles. Anyways, there's too many of them.
Well, I don't like VW because of the problem they had with the environmental problems. You know, they covered them up. So.
Yeah. But maybe they can turn over a new leaf. I don't know.
But bottom line,
in the electric, they're very big.
Can you take a shot at Deutsche Bank after all of this?
Would I? Yeah, Art might.
Like it's,
I wouldn't
it's
because,
$6?
You know, because they did too much scheming and lying, and I don't want to deal with them.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're going to buy a bank, I'd rather buy something we know and love, like Citicorp or, you know, a real bank.
One of the big ones.
Royal Bank looks good, you know.
Is that buyable on the through a regular brokerage? Because I know it's a German bank.
Oh yeah,
I see it listed on the New York.
Yeah, it's buyable. It's easy.
Okay. The other item is this: my 20th century or American Century Ultra. I've asked that before, and it had a really good week. It went to a new time high, 50.53. It was up 93 cents for the week, and I'm wondering, is it? Was it the point and figure thing show anything on that one?
Well, I want to look on a different database. What's the symbol on that guy?
TWCUX.
TWCUX, I think.
That's what it is, yeah.
It used to be 20th
century. Is it not a heavy-duty growth fund?
Yep.
We had it years ago, Peter. It's making new highs.
It used to be very heavily NASDAQ-related. You know.
Right, right.
And when the market tanks, it really tanks.
Yeah, I mean, the 50-day moving average is 47 on it.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And probably, Peter, you could see what's inside that guy.
Mm-hmm.
I got to change databases. TWCUX. Let's see.
We've owned this over 15 years. So.
Well, you've told us it just had a breakout on a point and figure. And if I'm so lucky, I can tell you that the largest holdings are American Century Ultra. That's what it is. I don't know what they mean. They own themselves.
They own themselves.
Yeah, U.S. large growth winner.
Well, they should own themselves. They're doing good.
Here we are. I'm sorry. Largest holdings, Apple, Amazon, MasterCard, Visa, Facebook.
Oh,
five
yes,
largest.
Out of the fangs. Yeah.
Yeah, and they're 32% technology, consumer cyclical 23, healthcare 14, financial 12, and industrial 9.
Right.
So,
right.
You know, speaking of healthcare, I mean, you should be taking a look at that. Maybe something good's going to happen.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Well, in the United...
And the only other one quickly is that Snap. It was up 38 cents for the week, 1561, I think.
Well, somebody recommended it in this week's Barron's there, you know.
Yeah, I did see it. It was in a mix of different different stocks altogether.
Yeah, and it said that, you know, the reasons why they think they're monetizing and it's going in the right direction, and they said that they had a target right now of 20 on it. So the chart,
the sales in the March quarter were up 40% from the year before, and going back each quarter, up 36, up 43, up 44, up 54, up 72, up 62, since June quarter of last year. So that's impressive. The relative strength on the IBD database, which is 0 is the worst and 100 is the best, is 98. And it is an A-minus accumulation by the big funds.
Oh, that's
so
great.
And it's kind
of, I'm looking for 18 to 22 and then reevaluate. So, and we have a little
and the price objective with a grain of salt on the point and figure chart is 27.5. So
yeah, we love that.
Yep.
Oh, I would. I love it.
So there you go.
Well, thank you, fellas.
Well, thank you very much.
I appreciate it.
Okay.
And Art, the last thing is it's had above average volume. Yesterday, by about 30%. So people are buying this thing.
Yeah. But okay. You're on a remote site in New York?
Yeah.
Yeah, because your voice sounds a little different than it usually does.
Yeah, and but I have more computer.
Okay, well, thank you very much for the call. We have a whole bunch of callers on the line.
Thanks for our conversation, too, on Thursday.
Yeah.
Bye.
Yeah, take care, Art.
Patient callers. They've been on the line 11 minutes.
Well, I'm wordy, you know.
What's that? I know you are. We're going to go next to Tom in North Tonawanda. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for waiting.
Boy, you three musketeers did a good job this morning.
Well, it's unbelievable, isn't it?
It only takes us 10 minutes to get in gear.
You just confused everybody.
Well, it was confusing because, number one, we couldn't see the phone calls for a while. And number two, when I didn't think Willard was there because it didn't show he was on.
And I've been talking.
And he's been talking. And I'm talking over him because I didn't have my earphones on. Because I said, well, I don't have to put my earphone on right now because there's nobody there. You know. So anyway, so much for all that.
Anyway, when I called, the phone rang about 20 times.
Oh, did it? Yeah, there's been problems, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Now that you guys gave everybody all those figures and all those things to do, here's what I bought recently.
Okay.
MPC, Mary Paul Candy.
MPC, which is?
Marathon.
Marathon Petroleum. And why'd
you bought it because?
Yeah, why'd you buy that?
Because it's going up, because, right?
Well, because they have all these Newman in North Tonawanda, they're Buffalo, sold all those gas stations to them.
You know,
I buy what I see.
Yeah, that's the old Peter Lynch philosophy there, that's for sure.
And yeah. You're going to have those convenience stores called Speedway.
Oh, is that what it is? Yeah.
Yeah. So how does it look? I don't even know.
Well, the point and figure charts.
You bottomed at 45, 47, and you're at 55.
Okay. All right.
So it's going up, but you're still under the 200. You're above the 50. Peter?
Well, okay. I mean, the chart's not the greatest thing in the world, okay? You know, it's kind of a bottom fisher special, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and if you look at it, which is the 200 days at 62.
Two or three.
Yeah, so you certainly, as a long-term investment, you want to get above 62.
Okay.
The bearish price objective, for what it's worth, is 27. So.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, obviously you'd have to make a new low first at, what, 35, I guess, 45? Yeah, 45.
At 44 and a half.
Yeah, somewhere in that area, right.
The, it pays 3.8%.
This is like a patience play, you know, because, I mean, they are a good company, you know. Energy sector is kind of out of favor at the moment, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I would be real happy if I owned it to get to mid-60s.
Okay.
Certainly reevaluate it there. I wouldn't be looking for a double.
Okay.
But that is a percentage move, you know, that's a nice move, 10 points.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you for calling. Thank you for waiting.
Thank
you. Okay. We're going to go next to.
You know, it's break time.
Yeah, I know. But these people have been waiting 11 minutes. So.
Oh, my.
Bill in Spain. Good morning.
Hey, listen, here's my new buy list.
Boy, you're calling all the time now. What's going on?
Yeah, I know, because I can't resist. Listen, let's buy Deutsche Bank and JCPenney and PG&E and what other crap can we find to buy?
I was going to say, I can't say that word. You can, but junk.
Okay,
how about junk? All the junk, right?
Did he get bleeped? No, that's not a bad word, no. You didn't even get bleeped.
Okay.
I'll watch myself. You got one of the greatest bull market in history, and people are looking for the worst stocks going. That's why this market's got a lot more to run. You'll have nasty corrections like we always do, but my word, people... people just don't want to make money. They want to look for the worst stock available and buy it. Hey, Willard, how about that big fake out to the downside of Monroe Muffler break the other day?
Agreed. We still held
wow.
it.
Wow. Yeah, well, it opened up down 5, and by the end of the day, it was unchanged. Now, that's a stock in bull market mode. Remember, if the economy goes into a recession or a slowdown, you want to own them kind of companies, okay?
What about Merck? You follow Merck?
Oh, I got Pfizer. That's another pain in the neck. But you know what? I'm in it like 10, 12. I've had it forever. Pays a dividend. You got to live with the big corrections. But I'll tell you, if it ever takes out 45, 46, the one you should own is Eli Lilly. I never owned it.
Yeah, that
that's
was
right.
Yeah, that
you,
was
you just said buy the best ones in the group.
I agree. I'm a dope. But listen to this. Another thing. Jesse Livermore, love those guys. But the one guy, please, people, Martin Zweig, don't fight the tape. The more they fight the tape with Carter Worth, the longer this thing's going to run. Until they start throwing in the towel. You know, worries me a little bit yesterday. It looked like they threw in the towel at 3 o'clock. What do you think?
Threw in the towel at 3 o'clock?
No, they threw in the towel at 3 o'clock, the Bears.
Oh, the Bears did, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, one guy said, you're starting to get a small chorus of this time is different. And even I said that.
Right. Maybe 30, 50, then you correct 5%.
Well,
what do you think?
Well, according to the the pre-election year cycle, the market normally makes some kind of top in mid-July or so.
And
pulls back into August and then takes off in the fourth quarter. So we'll see.
Next year is going to be interesting because, the mix is going to explode. You're going to have, the Twitter and all that will be going nuts. Hey, Will, can you hear me there?
Yeah, I hear you.
All right, look at the chart on Curtis Wright. I've been banging that drum forever. I've had this dog forever, and now it's not a dog anymore. Look, you want to buy Curtis Wright at any pullback.
Yeah, just broke out. Beautiful chart.
And look at another one. Look at the chart on Chevron.
Yeah, you know, it's so much better than Exxon.
Oh, way better. I own them both. But Chevron, really, right now, look at the chart. It wants to go much higher.
Yeah, it's got a beautiful,
going on there.
Beautiful
maybe
face.
We got a merger in the oil patch.
Yeah, it looks like one of the best energy stocks right now. So.
Listen, I'm going to beat it. What's the dividend on that thing? Still 4% or no?
It's Chevron is 3.8, close enough.
Yeah, when you got to have that one. So. All right, Pete, so what are we doing here? Any stocks we can buy here or no?
Any stocks? You got to be a stock picker, right? Yeah. I mean, no question about it.
Are you a bottom fisher or you just want a good company?
No, he's not a bottom
all.
Fisher. He just picked on the bottom fishers.
I think Disney looks good. We were talking about it before. Take a look at Disney. I know it's high, but...
I know. You know what? Everybody's on it. I never owned it.
It's been hard to own it because since it was at 100, it's been going up, right?
I know. Listen, it's a once-in-a-lifetime move. When a stock like that can move 20 points in a day, think about it for a while. So everybody figures they missed it, and it still goes. What about BP? It looks like the chart's starting to firm up here. What do you think?
I got an order to buy BP for a few clients at 37, and I'm just praying it drops so I can buy it. I wanted to buy more, you know.
Yeah, but still got that fat. Hey, that's another one. They were going to cut the dividend on that. Remember that 2 years ago?
Yeah.
Cut the dividend on BP. I'm still waiting for that to happen.
I think it looks to be that it's not going to go down past 40.
I want to buy it on a breakout over 43.
Yeah, that's a good point.
All right. Listen, you guys have a good week.
Thank you. Thanks for calling. Nice talking to you. Okay. Normally we take a break, but we've
had calls. You are a friendly guy, I got to tell you. I'm very impressed.
Why?
Well, because you're so friendly and polite.
Anyway, we won't take the break because I think Vic's been on the phone for 20 minutes. Vic and Amherst, good morning.
Good morning.
Maybe he fell asleep. I don't know.
Maybe the phones are out again.
Oh, he's not on anymore? No, he gave up. Okay.
Too bad.
Are we done on the phone lines or what? No. All right, we're going to go to Frank. Good morning.
Good morning. I think the phones are out, Peter.
How am I coming through okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I guess he
isn't. Been in a trading range.
Something's wrong. You know, you're going in and out.
It must be in the basement or something.
Yeah, maybe you ought to give a call again. Okay. What we're going to do is we're going to take a quick one-minute break. You know, maybe Frank can call back in again, and we'll be
and
back.
And Victor.
Yeah, we'll be back in a minute. Yep.
You are listening to The Dollar Doctors. Every Saturday morning, live from 10 to 11, Willard Saperstein and Peter Greco of Saperstein Asset Management answer your questions about stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. The Dollar Doctors are heard live every Saturday morning on ESPN 1520 Buffalo. Their shows are also available 24/7 at saperstein.com. Years of previous shows are available there. The Dollar Doctors show is also rebroadcast Saturday night at midnight. If you'd like to have Saperstein Asset Management evaluate your portfolio and discuss management services, you can contact Willard or Peter by calling in Buffalo 854-7541 or toll-free 800-879-7541. Again, in Buffalo, 854-7541, toll-free 800-879-7541. Now back to the Dollar Doctors.
Welcome back to the Dollar Doctor Show, brought to you by Saperstein Asset Management. Securities offered through Brighton Securities out of Rochester, New York. Member FINRA, SIPC, registered with the MSRB and an RIA. And I think we have a few callers on the line.
Let me say that if you thought anyone listened to that ad, they couldn't hear it.
They couldn't hear it?
It was all garbled, and I could hear people answering phones. There was a
cross line. Yeah, something's wacky, yeah.
So go to our website, too, for free economic research, saperstein.com, or leave a stock in the drop box under the Dollar Doctor at the bottom. And free economic research from Stone and McCarthy every Saturday morning, and it's all about inflation today. It's terrific. And get the free economic research.
And also, you know, we appear to be, we'll try Joe. Is Joe going to work on two or?
I don't know.
Joe? I guess not.
We can talk to each other.
Yeah.
I'm here.
You're here. All good.
Here.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought last week was bad.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Looking for an opinion on a stock called Altria, symbol is MO.
Yeah, it's been going down. You know, it's the old Philip Morris. Now it's split between Altria and Philip Morris International. So it's the U.S. cigarettes. It the bottom was 47.31, at least recently. It's closed at 49.5. It pays 6.5. You know, they got into the vaping. They bought a big vaping company maybe 6 months back, because they weren't really in vaping the way they wanted to be, and now the states are considering outlawing vaping, which is that sort of, you know, fake smoking or something, right, Peter?
Yeah.
The institutions have been selling it. I'm looking at the database. Just wondering if there's any news. Goldman Sachs just put it on their buy list, Peter.
Yeah, it was covered in this weekend, and I encourage you, if you want to know a lot more, to go through all the things Willard mentioned, but this analyst from Goldman Sachs has a whole page of reasons why she thinks it's time to buy it.
Yeah.
And
we've had it in some of the, what we call income accounts, and we didn't sell when it broke all the moving averages, because historically, even in January of this year, it was down to 42, and of course it got back to 57, and then down to 47, now up to 49. So it's become very volatile on all the. It's a headline stock, right, Peter?
Yeah, no question. You know, they also bought something that Crone, you know, which is in these, you know, cannabis area.
The pot, there. Yeah, they want to.
And
be
they
in
said
that.
People didn't like that, you know, but. Basically, their article in Barron's this weekend is called "Altria Stock is Gaining After Goldman Sachs Gives a Buy," as you mentioned, you know. And, you know, I encourage you, go read the article in Barron's there.
And if you look at the dividend history, it was 48 cents in June of 2014. And then every year, 52 cents, 56 cents, 61 cents, 66, 70, and 80.
And they said one, even though smoking's going down, they're getting away with raising prices, and they just did again. You know, so
now we just took a new client in last week, and who happened to own this, but it was an inherited portfolio, and he said, "I don't want to be involved in drinking or smoking."
Yeah, and that's fine.
But I don't want to tell you what to do either. So you know, here we go.
So how would you play this? I mean, they have a target of 59 on it. I think that's what the target she put.
Are you talking to me or the or?
Well, no,
or,
I'm just saying. You know, I'm saying, how would you play it now? You know,
I've been accumulating.
Yeah.
Because of that dividend, because it's such, it's a $92 billion company.
Yeah, it's back down to the area it used to be in what 2012 or something, 2015.
Yeah.
So yeah, so as a bottom fisher, it might not be bad to put a little in there.
Well, I'm a holder. Let's put it that way.
Yeah,
and if it dropped, I'm an accumulator. So.
There you go.
How's that?
Okay, thank you.
Well, you're quite welcome. Thank you for calling. Okay, we're going to go next to Frank. Good morning.
Good morning. Can you guys hear me? Okay.
Now we
can. You must have been in the basement or something.
I hung up and redialed. So
okay.
Thank you. What I was going to ask about is BGS. It's been in a trading range for a couple of years between mid-20s and upper 20s. Now it's like kind of trending downward, and I just wondered what you thought about it. The other thing about it that struck me, that because it's gone down, the yield is like 9.46%.
What's the symbol?
If you look at the BGS, it's B&G Foods.
Oh, okay.
I followed this for 10 years. This dividend, in 2014 was 34 cents at 42 in 16, 46 in 17, 47 now. So if they have the earnings to sustain the dividend, which is $1.90, and according to Thompson, at least, they earn $2.50, so they cover that dividend. The question is, could you do better somewhere else? Now, if it dropped below where it is, basically $20, you might be worried.
Right.
So you could put a stop loss down there. And I remember initially following this thing when it was $4 or $5 back in 2008. So
I got it around 10.
All right. Well, it has great brand names.
But
if you read, what they sell.
Yeah. But
down is down.
Down is down, right.
Yeah. Right, yeah, I know. That's what I don't understand. They have good brand names.
Yeah.
But
well, who knows?
A lot of these food stocks are doing very well.
Well, the catch is there may be something going on that we don't know about.
Yeah.
That's why the stock's
going
down.
And if you look at the volume, and we have a way to look whether it's up or down volume, it's down.
Yep.
In other words, sellers are coming in all over the place.
Yep.
And the accumulation distribution,
yep. Okay.
With A being the best and D being the worst, is D-.
Yep.
So I would be, if I had it, I do have it in one portfolio, I'm a stopper under 20, maybe 1960 or something, with a limit. So in case it opens at 10, you're not out. Stop limit, they call that order.
Yep.
Okay, I'm going to do that, and then when I do that, I'll tell you, and then the next day, the stock will be bought out at $35
probably.
A share.
Probably. Well,
it's getting so cheap, the answer is it is. And if the earnings are correct, that they're really still earning good money, that's why it'll be bought out.
Right.
They'll cut that dividend and leverage it.
Okay.
Okay.
Very good.
And then the other one, speaking of high yields, NLY, that's yielding over 12.5% now, around that. And I just wondered, what you thought about that.
Oh, they are the best mortgage, I've been told, REIT around. It's a mortgage REIT, annually.
Right.
And a better way to play it, or safer if you want, Annalee, is they have a couple preferred stocks that yield about the same.
Okay.
So if they're going to cut the common dividend, which has been pretty level at 30 cents, they got to cut that before they cut the preferreds. So
so it doesn't matter, like, if you switch the preferred, which one? I mean, you said they have a couple of them?
I think there's an A and a G.
Okay.
The
but
go ahead.
But you don't have a preference one over the other?
I would want to look at the call features, and then I would have a preference. So,
okay.
So Annalee, let's look at A, and Y, and on Thompson it's dot A, and no, maybe it's slash A, and L Y.
Just to let you know, we do have Vic on the line too. So,
maybe it expired.
Yep. You have to look into
okay.
it a little further.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, thank you. And thanks for the great information. And Willard, if you have time, I'd like to hear your take on Disney.
I'm a buyer of Disney, and I just put in an order for Monday. And NLY.G works. It's 2433, and it pays 6.6. It isn't 9, but it's more secure.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
You guys have a great weekend.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We're going to go next to Vic. Good morning.
Hey guys, good morning. How you doing?
Okay.
Good morning.
Hey, I want to pick your brain. You guys are two smart guys.
Oh yeah.
Oh no.
Would you guys either one use MACD?
Did you hear that, Peter?
I think he said MTB. Was it?
No.
No.
Hey, do either one of you use MACD on your chart analysis? That's my question.
At times.
At times, but not.
Okay. You do
not. Yeah, at times it might look at it, but you know, it gives you a lot of false signals too. But anyway,
okay, I'm gonna give you a signal. I had some old. I was at a conference about 3 years ago, AAII in Vegas, and I pulled out some old notes.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and find any big cap that you like. Now you look, Willard. You're talking Disney all day today. Pull up Disney.
Mm-hmm.
Do a 3-year chart. Okay. Find out, look at the chart, put MACD in, and look and watch it when the MACD goes, it's 3-year low, and then what you would do would be buy at the crossover. Just look, pull any big cap chart stock and look at that. I was pulling BP up, ExxonMobil up, I pull a lot of them, and it seems to work a lot, where when you look for a 3-year, as bad an MACD for 3 years as you can find, and then you wait for the crossover crossover on the lines. If you can do that, tell me what you think. I don't have access to a Disney chart right now, but pull it
out.
Well,
I don't have it on my computer right now. Peter?
Well, I mean, you know, it gave a lot of crossovers.
Well, that's not what I said, though.
What?
I didn't say a lot of crossovers. I'm saying the lowest crossover over the last 3 years.
Oh, okay. I mean, yeah. I mean, obviously it was a good buy, you know, but does that work all the time? No.
Well, Peter, it's not, I'm not saying it works all
okay.
the time. Nothing works all the time. All I'm saying is I've done it on multiple large cap stocks,
mm-hmm.
and normally get a little bit of rust after you get a crossover at a 3-year low. That's
mm-hmm.
all I'm saying.
Oh, okay. So you're saying it has to be a 3-year low, you're saying?
Yeah. That
okay.
was what my notes said from the conference.
Okay. That's
Willard, name a big cap stock. Let's play a branded. Let's do it again.
Do Procter & Gamble.
Okay, P&G.
Right.
Let's look at P&G.
What do you see, Peter?
Well, I have to go back 3 years. Hang on.
3 years, yep. Now, it's a 3-year low you're looking for. And
yeah.
I'm saying as a you know, you Pete mentions he buys calls, but you got to get the crossover at a 3-year low. You normally get a little bit of a run.
Yeah. Yep, you're right.
All right. All right. You guys do that over the next week. Pull out some big names and keep watching it. I'm not saying it's 100%.
Oh, no,
I'm just saying you could add it to your armamentarium as another useful tool. That's
all I'm saying. I mean, I missed the three-year low point. That's the criteria. You know, I just thought you were just saying go back 3 years, you know. But,
no. You want to do a three-year low,
I mean, if you look at Procter & Gamble, that was the bottom, you know.
In about $65, right?
Yeah.
And what's it at now?
114.
Yep.
Thank you very much.
There you go.
Right, guys,
thank
good
you.
Show. Good show.
Thank you very much.
You're
okay. Take care. Okay. We're coming down to the last, few minutes here, 3 minutes of the show. So that was interesting this week.
Very interesting.
At least.
We only wasted 10 minutes. Can you hear us or not?
Very interesting, to say the least. I don't know why. I mean, I just assumed why I put my headphone on when nobody's on the line.
I was yapping.
Yeah.
But no one was listening.
Well, that's good. Like I say, I got even with you for all the times you talk over me, right? So.
Well, I wanted to interrupt you, but you weren't letting me.
No, there you go. But anyway, you know, it'll be interesting. I don't know when that Fed meeting is. When is it? End of the month, I guess?
I think month end, yeah.
Yeah, end of July. And who knows?
There's some talk about that on our free economic research at Severson.com. Maybe a quarter is too much now.
Oh, a quarter?
Suggesting. Yeah.
Well, interesting. I mean, because the futures markets are betting 100% there'll be some kind of cut, you know.
That's right.
So, very interesting. And everybody says he all but said he was going to cut, you know.
Yeah, well, you know, that
goes. So how do you, who knows, you know, when it really comes down to it, you know. But, and the interesting part, you know, didn't have a chance. I think it was in Barron's. I don't know who it was. Was it the Up and Down Wall Street column? One of the columns today says, hey, it's a rigged market by the government now. The government, you know, is doing everything to keep the market going, you know. And all around
the world. Absolutely. But can they keep it going through the election?
Well, it's a good question. But there's no question about
it. And now you have infighting with the Democrats. And I think that they just insulted the heck out of Pelosi.
Well, there's no question about
that. I think it was shameful. But, you know, we're not a political show. So.
No, we're not. So, whatever. I don't want to get into all of it.
Can I finish her up here?
Can finish the show up. We got 1 minute.
You have been listening to Willard Saperstein, Peter Greco, The Dollar Doctors. We're live every Saturday between 10 and 11. Rebroadcast 12 to 1 midnight Saturday night. Archived at our website, saperstein.com, SAPERSTON.com, with free economic research from Stone and McCarthy. As we always say, keep a little powder dry, and good night and good luck.